Blog Talk Radio.
Happy wintry Thursday evening. This is Sardi on your Soul's Blog Talk Radio show. For those that may be new to the show, Soul stands for Singles Overcoming Undeniable Limitations. For those that are not new to the show, welcome back, and I hope that you are snuggled up and snuggled in with whatever and whoever you desire to be snuggled up and snuggled in with. Tonight, we will do our part two with Idris Bolton. If you joined us last week, you can definitely say that it was an interesting conversation, definitely a welcome male perspective. And tonight, we will continue to have the opportunity to be blessed with the words and the knowledge of Mr. Bolton. So, without any further ado, good evening, Mr. Bolton. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself?
I am well, thank you. How's the weather there?
Still cool.
It's just cold? Like you don't have like 3 to 8 inches of snow?
No. We don't need no more anywhere. Even I like the snow, but no, we don't got no snow.
Oh, well, you're definitely in the wrong spot because we've got it.
In North Carolina?
Yes, sir. It started last night, and I think, depending on the spot, some spots got up to at least 7 inches.
Oh, wow. I didn't know anything about that.
Well, you're not missing much unless you just like that type of thing, you know.
Yeah.
So we want to go ahead and, you know, continue on with our conversation from last week.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a little glimpse. I'm looking at the call list thus far. And it looks like possibly some new numbers. So give us a little glimpse of what you offered us last week.
You asked me so many different questions. We talked about sex last week. We talked about porn. We talked about how porn, when you're in a relationship, how watching porn can affect your relationship. Meaning, we talked about how when we watch porn, what happens is that I'm trying to get my words together. It's so much because we talked about so much, but I'm going to stay on the porn thing because we talked, that's the last thing we talked about. I was explaining to you how when, say you have a boyfriend and he watches porn and he's just so into it, he becomes addicted to porn. So now what he does is he takes the images he sees and he brings them into the bedroom with you. So now, while he's having sex with you, he's having images of the woman he was watching on the screen. And then I remember I asked the question, how many people will still have sex with their boyfriends or their girlfriends if they knew that they was thinking about another person?
And we didn't have the opportunity to allow any of the callers or those that may be Skyping in to answer that question or to ask you questions. So what I am going to allow right now is I want some of the callers or listeners to answer that question. Would you still be intimate with your mate if you knew that while he or she was with you, he or she's actually thinking about someone else as a result of watching porn? Do we have any callers that want to answer that question?
Yes.
Okay, and introduce yourself to the Soul's Blog Talk listeners.
Okay, my name is Marie. Everyone that knows me as Marie PV31, Proverbs 31. And if I was married to a man, that would make me insecure if he was thinking of another woman during our most intimate moment. You know, and it's pretty disgusting, really.
Okay, so you say it's pretty disgusting because the aspect of watching the porn, or you just think it's pretty disgusting because there is a chance that their fantasy leaks into the real-time bedroom?
Yes, yes, it's like that their fantasy leads into our moment, you know, our one-on-one. And it's just, it almost feels like, you know, he's cheating on me while he's with me. And that's unfair as well, you know?
All right, hello?
Yeah,
I'm here.
All right, like, I want to point out something she said. She said, like, it would make her feel insecure. And a lot of times what people do, say if you got a husband or a wife or girlfriend, whoever's addicted to porn, it makes them feel like they're not enough. But in reality, their problem, you're not the problem. They're the problem because of their addiction. But you see how easy – you see how easy that she said that I feel insecure, it would make me feel insecure. So a problem that's not even hers became her problem because of somebody, because of how necessarily her husband or boyfriend insecure addiction problem.
Okay. Now, what about those that, you know, are not necessarily married? You have those that are dating. Is there anyone on the line that's technically single with the definition of not being married that has a perspective on that? Like, how would you feel about that? And we did have a new caller join into the show, so welcome to you. Are there any single listeners on the line? Okay. Well, I think I'll answer that one, you know, because I am single. I'm not married. And I think prior to you, Idris, giving that perspective, I really didn't think about the type of disrespect that some may find in, you know, someone viewing pornography and then you're being intimate with them and they're actually possibly thinking about the person that they're watching, whether it be a male or a female. I know with me, there are some times, you know, that I may myself take part in watching some of those videos. And for a long time, again, prior to you
putting your hand,
blessing us with that perspective, I really didn't see anything wrong with that. You know, I just thought it was a video for entertainment.
No, so one of the main things I want to point out is that it's unfair to you, it's unfair to your boyfriend, it's unfair to, I mean, your husband, boyfriend, whoever. It's unfair on all ends. So it's like you're entertaining a fantasy more than the reality.
Okay. And that's really, you know, something to ponder about because, again, I didn't think that there, you know, of course I know, you know, for those that are saying that it could entice some type of mood and, you know, lead into the sex out of marriage. But I really didn't think that if I was just doing that on my own and, you know, just watching it, I didn't really think it would be harmful. So.
Right, a lot of things is start off slow. Like, let's take a drug addict or somebody addicted, an alcoholic. They never planned on being an alcoholic. They never planned on being a drug addict. Now, they started off just doing weed. They started off just taking one shot, one drink. But as you can see, it slowly grew into becoming who they were. So it's the same thing with porn. You might think I'm just gonna watch one porn flick, and that's gonna be it. But what happens is it grabs you the same way the liquor grabs the alcoholic and the drugs, and the weed, the coke, heroin, or whatever they take. It grabs the same way it grabs them. Porn also grabs you, and when it grabs you, it's not trying to let you go. It's trying to keep you in bondage. And sometimes we as people think that, oh, I can handle this. But in reality, you really can't handle it. And as you continue to take more and more, it's overtaking you.
Yeah. Can I interject on that, too? Okay. And to speak on that, I'm not just, this holier than thou Christian. About 2 years ago, I remember when I really decided to be celibate and, when I ended my engagement, I went through that little battle because once you're leaving, sex, you're going into this whole other realm because you're fighting your flesh who's already used to this thing that you already opened yourself up to. And I remember pornography was, something that I started battling with because it's like I had to get that, taste from another aspect. And it took a hold on me for about 2 months, and it really is addicting. If you don't, just find it, And every, way that you can to have control over it, it will overtake you. So I see how people become sex addicts and, feel like they need that as they're, they're craving it that bad because it replaces something else. Because people usually go to pornography because they don't have that immediate, taste. So now you're taking over what you would do. You're replacing it with what you would do, and then that becomes, consistent.
Hmm. And again, that indeed is an interesting perspective. I come from, a mindset that is very limitless. So to have such an intriguing spin on something like pornography, it's really something for me to look into, individually and see if indeed that's something that may be possibly hindering whatever relationship that I decide to get in from here on out. We all have our man candies every days or our woman crush Wednesdays or every days, but, from what I'm hearing as far as the pornography aspect is concerned, those people become very solidified and are conscious. To where when we're around our mates of whatever level they may be, we're not really seeing our mates. We're seeing that person that we've watched. And I guess for me, it would be how many faces are you really seeing? Because it's just like Lay's potato chips. If you're watching pornography, you can't just watch just one. So that would be interesting to see, really, how many faces are you putting on your mate or your significant other? Would any other guests like to chime in on the thoughts about pornography before we move on to something else? Okay. So, Idris, tell us more about what you have in your plans. As I know we were talking about, your ministries at church, and there's also, a book. Tell us a little bit about that and what you desire to have that do.
Okay. The book, I haven't fully came up with a name for it, but the reason for this book is simply to avoid the old me. The old me was the popular guy that had all the money, that had all the females, but also at the same time, I was lying to other women, starting fake relationships just so that I can be able to have sex with them. And there were no limits to how far I would go to be able to just have sex with a certain person. Now, in some women's mind, they can't imagine that a man will go that far, but yes, he will go that far. Because it's like this, when you want something, you desire it. One of the things I say, when a man wants to have sex with you, he becomes a genius. The reason he becomes a genius is because he has a desire. He wants, he has this, it's not a need, it's a need, but outside, I had to explain that a little bit later. Sex is a need for a man, but outside of marriage, before he get married, he should learn how to self-control himself. But when a man has sex outside of marriage, it's almost like this wonderful thing. And now he just wants to continue to have it and chase after it. So men begin to it feels so great and it feels so good, so that men come up with master plans just to be able to have sex with somebody. And a lot of people wonder, and a lot of females are so unaware of this. Like, when I do explain some of the things I used to do, some females be like, I can't believe you would go that far. But yes, when a man wants something, he will come, he will become a genius and come up with a master plan. So I'm writing this book to help females avoid the old me and also understand their self-worth, showing them that they don't have to have sex outside of marriage. I mean, that they don't have to have sex outside of marriage. The importance of waiting, the importance of building yourself up and know who you are, because when you find out who you are, you don't have time to entertain everybody. It's just like when you have a goal, you begin to discipline yourself to meet that goal. And when you look at the plan and you see what you got to do to get to that plan, you discipline yourself. You begin to see what you can't entertain. But when you don't know your purpose, that's when abuse can happen. You begin to abuse yourself because you don't know your purpose. So that's what I'm talking about in this book.
Okay. And so, you know, as far as those males that you say come up with those master plans, would you say that they have chameleon tendencies? Because I'm sure they may not just be sleeping with just one person.
Oh, they're sleeping with a bunch.
They're sleeping with a bunch?
Yes.
And do you think that they're, like, with their multiple partners, do you think that they're the same person? Or do you think that each individual partner sees a different face?
Do I think they see a different face? You mean,
right,
are you saying the males?
No, the males, the females that are actually involved with this male, and he has multiple partners. Do you feel like he presents a different character to each female? Or I guess if you want to spin that around, you know, because, you know,
yes,
in these days, females
will,
are like
he that. Will, yeah, the male will become whatever he has to become in order to get what he wants.
Now, you know, we have some male listeners. They're going to pull your brother card.
Okay. I'm not here to beat men down. I also motivate men also to teach them about. It's like one thing I say to men is what king allows his servants to dictate to him how to run his kingdom. And when you think about it, the king don't, because the king understands his authority, he understands his position. But what's going on today is that a lot of males are motivated by their friends. They're trying to fit in. So they're motivated. The cool thing is have sex with all these different women so that he can be able to fit in. But the male doesn't realize that he's allowing servants to dictate to him what he should be doing. And he's unaware of that he's a king with authority and dominion. And he should be able to have dominion over himself to self-control himself. So you don't. So when you can't even control yourself, you're not operating in who God created you to be, the king God created you to be.
So that works both ways then. You know, the female is supposed to, I guess anybody that's not married is supposed to treat their body as a temple. But if I'm understanding what you're saying correctly, if a male is taking part in actions outside of marriage, it messes up biblically what he was created for as far as being the head?
Yes.
Okay. So in your opinion, when someone does that, what happens when and if they decide to settle down? Like, how does that affect them?
But most males, like, when do they decide to settle down?
Right, or I guess resettle down.
It depends on the male. If the male, if you're living to please God, you're going to do what God tells you to do. You're going to line up with his word and wait until marriage to have sex. Now, if you're not living to please God, you're living to please yourself. And if a male has sex outside of marriage and he's living to please himself, there's no limits to him.
No limits on what he'll do or who he'll do?
Yes. It's like a male outside of guy is like a wild beast. Now, granted, some males that don't live for God, they have self discipline. But I'm saying a lot of males are just doing them and doing whatever they feel, whatever becomes pleasing to them, because they don't see God as a king. They don't see God as having all authority. They see themselves as God.
Okay. Now, are there any callers that want to chime in on that? Because, you know, that's a very strong statement for Idris to make, you know, a male outside of God. You know, that's very strong. So does anyone have anything to say about that, that religious aspect of it? We have some very quiet listeners, except for, you know, our first speaker. Did you want to add anything to that?
I mean, I didn't want to speak for any male per se. I mean, and it's not really like what Idris was saying. He didn't really say it. It's not just a religious thing. It's a spiritual thing. If you're a spiritual being and whatever you believe in, you know, it's just. As a man, it would be wonderful if a man could really control himself, because he is supposed to be the king of the house. That's how I was raised. You know, my father is the king of our house, so that's why, you know, his three daughters, you know, are successful now and, you know, can hold themselves. And it just goes in so many, you know, ways, but I can't really speak on a man about a man. It's just that I know that I've been hurt by, you know, one. That's really it.
Okay, now within my household, for those that don't know me, I am a single mom. My daughter's 10. I don't have that King Idris. So, you know, does that necessarily affect my household?
No, it doesn't affect your household, but it's good to have a father figure. Some women father figure is their pastor. Some father figures are deacons. They only have to have a position in church, but they have to be. It should be a man that has the heart of God towards you that can be able to help you in different situations, help you understand life a little bit better. Yeah. So you see what I'm saying so far?
I do. Now, is that important as far as being in the same type of body? Or is it just as long as, you know, he has a relationship with God? Because, you know, a lot of people nowadays get it confused with, okay, just because I go to a building, I have a relationship with God. But the Bible says that the church is within you, and you have a one-on-one relationship with him. The building itself is used to fellowship. So,
right. So one of the things the Bible says, do not forsake the assembly of the brethren. Meaning, and the Bible, and the awesome word of God says that he will give men for your life. What that means is God will place you at a certain church and surround you with people who will help build you spiritually. So, but sometimes some people try to dictate to God, saying, I don't like that church. They might be offended from going to that church, or whatever situation might be, what happened with them at that church. But it's like, I give you an example for my life. The church God placed me at, I have been offended. I have offended people, but has there been times I want to leave? Yes, but God told me, no, this is where I place you for now. Now, if God is telling me, if God speaks to me directly and tells me to move, that's a different story. But I know that's why you have to have that relationship with God and know what he's saying to you. Some people, they try to feed themselves, but it's like this. You have a daughter. Your daughter don't know what's best for her, but you know what's best for her. So because you know what's best for her, you tell her what she's supposed to be doing, and you tell her what's good for her. And sometimes a lot of people, they try to change the word of God and try to tell God what's good for them, but they really don't know what's good for them.
Okay. Now, again, for those that are on the call, you know, I appreciate you listening, but I do like a very interactive listener per se. If at all you have any questions or comments, either for myself or Idris, please do not hesitate to go ahead and ask those questions or speak your mind. You know, this is a very open forum, and, you know, I have no issues with sharing of myself. That was indeed the purpose of the blog, as well as having others share of themselves as well, because we can all learn from anyone's situation. And, you know, if you did not hear last week, the main reason outside of the fact that Idris is, of course, the first male to truly be featured on Soul's Blog Talk Radio, when I actually had the opportunity to read his bio and to see his post on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, it just amazed me to know of a male that, you know, and he shared last week, that has been celibate for 4 years. And with coming from his story and from his past, you know, it's just, it's an awesome thing, Idris. And I salute you for that. Like, you are a great role model for, you know, anyone that knows your story.
Thank you.
So are there any others that would like to speak on anything that we have discussed thus far?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you a believer?
I am. I am an extreme believer. You know, just like everyone else, I have my days where I question the why and the who's. But at the end of the day, I know that God gives me a purpose. God takes me through, or allows me to go through what I go through, to bring me closer to Him. And I think a lot of times when people go through things and they be like, why God? They need to realize that God sent a signal. Whether or not we saw it, He sent it. And He has multiple ways of getting us to say, hey, okay, God, Lord, I see you. I see what you are trying to do. So I am an extreme believer.
And Idris, what was the defining moment that made you change?
He said, what was the final moment that made me change?
No, the defining moment. Like, did you have one of those, or did you just
gradual? What made me change was I wanted a relationship with God. It's like when a person has everything. You know, I didn't have everything, but I had a lot of things. Because of the money I was making when I was doing events, I was making anywhere from $5,000 to $30,000 a event. So when you're making that type of money, you can kind of do whatever you want to do. But I began to notice, it was more to life. I didn't understand it, so I just began to pray every night for two nights straight. Every night before I went to sleep, God, I need you to show me the way. I don't know if Jesus, I don't know Allah, I don't know. I just know that there's a God, but I don't know who you are. And I just was praying, asking God, I need you to really show me who you are. And that's what he answered my prayer in the most weirdest way, but he did it, though. And when I felt his presence, I knew that I found the answer to my prayer.
Now, if you don't have any information on Idris, or if you don't know who he is and his story, Idris, how can the listeners locate you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter?
They can locate me at Idris Bolton. It's spelled I-D-R-I-S, last name Bolton, B-O-L-T-O-N. And I send out a motivational email every Monday night. And you can email idrisbolton2@gmail.com to sign up for my motivational emails every Monday.
Okay. And also, if you like what you hear, you can continue to listen to Soul's Blog Talk Radio every Thursday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I am truly hoping that this will not be the last time we hear the words and wisdom and the voice of Mr. Bolton, so stay tuned. I am as well on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you are on Facebook and you desire to find my Soul's Facebook page, you can friend me at Sardi Adisa Izzard, and because that is a funny name indeed, my first name is spelled S-A-R-D-I-E. My middle name is A-D-I-S-A, and the last name is Izzard. That's I-Z-Z-A-R-D. I'm probably the only Sardi on the side of the water, so it should not be hard to find me. So, Idris, to close us out, what advice would you like to give us, whether or not we're males or females on this call, on the single life, loving again, and moving on spiritually?
The most important thing you can discover is understanding your purpose and your self-worth. When you understand your self-worth and you understand your purpose, you can begin to make goals to accomplish your purpose, to fulfill your purpose. There's no person, every person God created has a purpose. There's nobody on this earth without a purpose. For instance, even the homeless person has a purpose. He just allowed drugs or alcohol, whatever, to mess him up. That's why he has that lifestyle. But at the end of the day, he still has a purpose. So I would say the best thing you can do, when you understand your purpose, you can also begin to see what type of mate you can have. Because when you don't understand purpose, you just allow anybody to come in. And you don't know how to even protect yourself. So I would say the best thing you can do is find out your purpose and your self-worth. But in order to find out the purpose, you always have to go back to the creator. You have to go back to the creator of the product. For instance, when your phone breaks, what do? You take it back to the store. Why? Because you're taking it back to the creator. You're taking it back to somebody who manifested this product, correct?
Correct.
So, our creator is God. Only he can tell us what he placed inside of us. He's the only one that can show us what he placed inside of us before we even hit this earth. Like the Bible says that he knew us before we was even in our mother's womb. He had a plan for us. It's like when God creates something, that means it's already finished. So when it begins, you see that person already has an end. They already have a purpose. Now they're just here to begin it. But a lot of people will never tap into their purpose, so they can't never really begin. So the best thing you can do is go back to the creator so that you can begin to walk out your purpose.
Well, as always, you know, I am very grateful again for your thoughts and your words, Idris. Again, I hope that this is something that we can continue to do because I just find your thought process amazing. And for the people that have listened tonight, I thank you for, you know, taking your time out on this Thursday to be part of Soul's Block Talk Radio. And I want to leave you with something. You know, we as queens, we as females, we are queens. And, you know, I'm stealing some of your words, Idris. We want to reign always as queens. If we are kings, we want to continue to reign as kings. If indeed something is affecting that reign, then we need to, of course, remove that from our kingdom because otherwise it will destroy it ultimately. So unless there are any more questions or comments, I will bid you, ladies and gentlemen, adieu. I do hope that you stay warm, whatever part of the world that you are in. And love life. Always remember that love is the most important thing that you can have for yourself and for anyone else. Is there anything else, ladies and gentlemen? All right, well, Idris, thank you so much, and I look forward to featuring you again on Blog Talk, Souls Radio. If at any time you have something that you want to speak on, don't wait for me to reach out to you, you know. Be like, sorry, hey, I'm ready. I got something else.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, you both.
Oh, thank you so much, and I hope to hear your voice again in the weeks to come.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Have a good one.
All right. Talk to you.